This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The official COVID-19 death toll has crossed 450,000 in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Daily deaths remain stubbornly high, more than 3,000 each day. But after new cases hit a peak just after the holidays,
somewhere next week, perhaps a week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells the AP it's good news that hospitalizations and case numbers are down, but she worries Americans may offset the trends by relaxing and coming together, like this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The fight against the virus may soon get a boost. Johnson & Johnson has asked federal regulators to clear the world's first single-dose vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration follow its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. South Africa has secured enough COVID-19 vaccines for at least 26 million people and knows where it will get the remaining doses it needs, the health minister said Friday. It plans to start inoculation soon after receiving its first million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the Serum Institute of India this week. It aims to vaccinate two-thirds of its population to reach herd immunity. The Czech Republic may consider using vaccines not registered in the European Union to speed up vaccinations, the Czech Prime Minister said Friday. This is VOA News.